Merritt, if you can get your question in really quick, then I'll try to answer it after the top of the hour, but I won't be able to before the top of the hour. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a mixture of names here and something that you stated for me to go and buy. So we're trying to get this clear for my husband and me. We're talking about MSG and L-glutamine.
Okay.
Are they related at all?
Not that I'm aware of, ma'am, but I'm a little surprised at the MSG. And as you can hear the music, we will definitely cover you after the break and the inevitable commercial announcement, but you'll be first up after that, ma'am. Okay. Well, let's get back here to Merritt. You still with us, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And one thing that you said I sort of didn't understand, and that's glutamine, but MSG. Now, MSG, as you know, is a very unpopular with natural food people stuff.
Yes,
that
I know,
but
it's glutamate. You know, the difference between glutamate and glutamine, are they related?
Oh, certainly they're related, ma'am. It's an amino acid over... Glutamine is an amino acid, and glutamate is just another form of that amino acid. Now, the glutamate, the glutamine, what was it suggested for you, ma'am?
You suggested for to rebuild my stomach acid back up.
No, ma'am. It rebuilds the stomach lining, but it does not rebuild the acid. I wish I had something, or some genius would find a way to restore stomach acid. But the best we can do is restore the stomach lining so that it's strong enough to withstand the strong acid that was in all our stomachs when we were 16 years old, and at least the guys could digest half the contents of the refrigerator without a problem. But the glutamine is just one factor in that. There's several other factors that help rebuild the stomach lining, ma'am.
Okay, I got a question for you then. I've been on proton pump inhibitors now for the past, I want to say, 6 months, and you're only supposed to be it on for 3 months. I'm scared to get off the stuff. How do I go about going back to having my stomach doing acid again?
Okay, ma'am.
I took the glutamine.
Yeah, if you're on proton pump inhibitors because of acid reflux, then your stomach is making some acid. You're absolutely right. It's just that when the stomach acid is really strong, ma'am, and there's research on this, I keep wondering why doctors never read it. 1980, published by a guy named Giles. Anyway, the research tells us that if the stomach acid is real strong, like it is when we're 16, that acid closes the sphincter muscle between the esophagus and the stomach so that the acid can't back through. How come 16-year-olds never have heartburn? Because they got so damn much, sorry the language, got so darn much acid, it closes that little valve. But when the acid tapers off, which it inevitably does as we get older, just ask that Mayo Clinic study of 3,700 people or so, when the acid gets lower, then there's not enough strength in that acid to close that valve, and now we get the heartburn. So basically, heartburn is not because of too much stomach acid. It's because of too little, and it can't close that valve. Okay, so what do we do here, ma'am? We go down to our natural food store. We go to our compounding pharmacy. We go to Thomas Smith Dispensary, and we get a product which some genius made up, which does not stop stomach acid. But here's how it solves the acid reflux pain. It doesn't solve the acid reflux problem, but it takes care of the pain. It's made of all natural stuff that floats on top of what we just ate. And it's a buffer. And so that weaker acid is buffered if it tries to get back through the stomach, through that sphincter muscle. And so it relieves heartburn. It's totally natural. Some genius made it up. Why I'm calling him or her a genius is because the stuff floats and it doesn't get into the food. So what little acid we got left and our pancreatic enzymes and all can still have their whack at digesting the food just fine. And then they as an afterthought, they digest this refluxin stuff too. R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N, it's called. And it's sold at all those places, to Hummer Dispensary, your local compounding pharmacy, your local natural food store.
Can you spell it again?
R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N. Refluxin. Yeah. Now, second thing, ma'am. While you're using that, it will, and you got to chew up, they're tablets, by the way. You chew them up usually 2 to 4, depending what your stomach wants, after meals where you might be getting heartburn, and it floats there and it stops the heartburn. But the problem really is, ma'am, that without the optimal amount of stomach acid, which again, we all have when we're teenagers, We're not going to digest breakfast, lunch, and dinner as well as we did back then. It means we're not going to pull all the nutrients out, and literally we are going to be anywhere from slightly to moderately malnourished just simply because we're not digesting everything enough. So what do we do about that? Well, that's where this stuff at the health food store called betaine hydrochloride, it's also at the other places I mentioned, Toma Dispensary, Company Pharmacies. That's where that comes in. But you got to be a little careful with that, because if the stomach lining is atrophied enough, even that little amount of acid will now hurt, where it didn't hurt when we were younger. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, this one you'll have to call the Toma Dispensary about, but there's no charge. They'll send out or email out something called the Stomach Lining Restoration Protocol, and it does include glutamine. It takes 6 to 8 weeks. It rebuilds the strength of that stomach lining so that then, working with a doctor who's skilled and now knowledgeable in natural medicine, you can actually get your stomach tested, find out how much acid replacement you personally need, because some people need just a couple capsules per meal, and some people, I'm not kidding you, need 6 or 8 capsules per meal because they're so deficient in stomach acid, and we want to get the number right. And the stomach will be able to tolerate that once you rebuild your stomach lining, ma'am. So there you are.
Do you sell the Refluxin at your dispensary?
You bet we do. And by the way, so do the other places. I never want to act as if we're the only place that has a product. But yes, we do have it.
Okay. If I have seizure problems and MSG gives me seizures, would the L-glutamine also give me seizures? Because
no.
I took it earlier and was having problems.
It's unlikely, ma'am. But there are several ingredients on that stomach lining protocol, and I think people have told me that they've had to leave one of the ingredients out or another just for other reasons. And it still works, just takes a little longer.
Okay. Thank you so much.
One other thing, ma'am, to be aware of, and that's why you want to be working as a physician, when the stomach gets weak enough that it's not making enough acid, it's not making enough of the factor that is totally necessary to glom onto digested B12 and pull it into the body. And that's why so many of us, when we get to be, quote, older, unquote, we rely on B12 shots, and it helps us energize and feel better. And yet, we don't take B1 or B3 or B7 or B12. No, because this B12 is the only one that needs a perfectly normal stomach lining to be able to be absorbed. So keep that in mind, too, ma'am.
Can you give me your phone number again to call into your guys' office?
Sure. It's 206-812-9988. 206-812-9988.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, ma'am.